This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Stop
me now. You know, I think now that I hear this song, I haven't heard this song for a long time, I always thought this was the best song Queen ever did. Freddie Mercury was at his best. There was something about this song as optimistic. Many of the songs, I was driving around with Miles, my grandson. We went out to play a miniature golf on Sunday, and it was raining, so we couldn't. So we went into the arcade, and we were playing some games. And on the way back, I had the radio on, and Queen was on, and I said, "Miles, do you know who this is?" And he said, "Yeah, that's Freddie Mercury and Queen." I both dropped it. It was, I forget which song it was. It was one of the real popular ones. And so I kept asking him, I was quizzing him about some of the other things that were on the radio. And he knew pretty much. If he didn't know, I would say, "Do you know who this is?" And if he'd say no, and then he'd say, "Okay, Gramps, tell me about it," because he knows that I was a disc jockey before I did talk back in the 60s and 70s. And he's just very curious about it. And I think that's the thing that you want to do. You'll do that with Mac, I know, and parents and grandparents. Make your children, your grandchildren, curious. Somehow get them into that curious place where they want to know the answer to this and they want to know the answer to that.
And don't shut them down for asking questions.
Like, no!
I know at a certain age, the child always gets to why?
Yeah, all right.
Keep going. Let your imagination go with it. And then ask them, well, why do you think? Don't just be like, stop asking me that.
Yeah, no, that's where you get into trouble. And that's, you know, when you shut people down, that's when they start figuring, they don't necessarily figure things out the right way, but they they figure things out. And sometimes the results of that are not too relatable, shall we say. Speaking of relatable, the National Association of Broadcasters having their annual convention, the radio convention. They have a radio convention, or one that focuses on radio a lot. In the spring, in the fall, they have their television convention, or, you know, radio and TV are in both of them, but there's a different focus. And so as the continuing focus on AM radio becomes a big discussion topic, not only at the NAB show, but on Capitol Hill, there is, in the House of Representatives this week, the bipartisan legislative push, which is going to get through, be voted. It'll be mandated in all cars. And so that's something that we've certainly been talking about here for a year or more since it first came out, that three or four of the major manufacturers didn't even want to have AM. So this past weekend, because I told you the story about my daughter getting in the car crash last week and her car getting totaled, and they haven't got a new car yet, so I have them using my car out there. And so I rented a car. When I walk around the lot, I usually rent from Enterprise. I like them because they're efficient, they're clean, they're neat, I like them. So the lady's bringing me out into the area where the cars are, and I always rent, like they have a, you know, I forget what they call it, but it's you let us pick. You pay them X number of dollars, and they'll pick a car for you. And I like that because oftentimes you get more value that way. And I like to drive a nice car. So they put me into a Ford. It was an SUV. And damned if I couldn't find the AM radio. It took me 15 minutes. There's no instruction on the screen. But the AM is there because at the bottom of the screen, as I'm looking at what they've got set up already, there were a couple of AM stations. And I like to listen in Los Angeles, KFI. I think it's the best talk station, frankly, in a major market in the country. And so, but I couldn't find it. and kept looking, and it was very frustrating. It's like they're trying to make it difficult to use AM radio, and it is very annoying. So anyway, this just because they mandate AM radio in cars doesn't mean it's going to be easy for you to find it or use it. It's very interesting how unsubtle they are when it comes to maybe I'm too sensitive to it. Speaking of being sensitive, a lot of talk this week as the jurors find their way into the trial. I thought it was interesting because the news media has been outside the courthouse interviewing the people who are there for jury selection in the Donald Trump trial, whatever you want to call it, a fiasco, it's a circus. And so hundreds of potential jurors have been basically pushed out. They need to find 12 people and six alternates. And so one of the people that was dismissed from the jury pool for job-related reasons was interviewed. And the question was, what did you think when you saw Donald Trump in person? And this lady said it was jarring to see him there. She was about 30 feet from Trump. She said, I'd never seen him in person before. And you see somebody blown up larger than life in the news media for so many years to see him in
person. And then you realize
person.
They are real human.
Yeah, they're human beings. Exactly. The
flesh
person.
And blood.
Yeah, right. It's amazing how we hold people to be godlike. I don't know whether that's my theme today, thinking of the sun and God and how everything works, but, you know, and I think sometimes these people have a complex that sort of is like they have a God complex, that they are all powerful. And I'm not saying that that's just for Trump. I think we all know people in our lives who are not necessarily religious leaders, but they want you to pay attention to them. It's like they were missing something when they were kids. You know, paying attention. Oh, come on, mommy, I'm sitting over here. Pay attention to me. Anyway, speaking of religious leaders, there was an attack on a group of religious leaders in Sydney, Australia. This is interesting. It was a terror-related incident, so the police say, and they're looking for information. So the reason I bring this up is because there's extremist activity going on all over the world. Have you noticed that? Just this jarring stuff. The Russian thing, what's going on in the Middle East, and the tentacles of the Iranians, and what's going on with them, and then the stuff that's going on in Australia. There have been all kinds of things going on. So they have the new joint counterterrorism team in Australia that's investigating the stuff that's going on, stabbings and shootings. And this kid was 16 years old. They arrested the other day, restrained by members of the congregation in a church. So he just goes after him.
Yeah.
During a sermon in the church.
And we've seen this happening a lot. You would think that a church would be off limits. A church is, and it just isn't. And a lot of this, when it comes to the whole terror organizations of things, sometimes it is an actual member, or they are members of an organization. Other times, it's people who are idolizing these organizations and want to be a part of it, and so they act independently on an unofficial behalf of these organizations.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't know. The world is so damn crazy, and people are so crazy. Yeah. Let me go back to Trump for a second. I know, speaking of crazy. So there's also some information that's out today that 57% of the people who live in this country, and this is a large poll, 16,000 people, I think, there were, and this is Republicans and Democrats, pretty much equally matched. 57% of Americans, which is a new high, say Trump's crimes are serious. And yet, if you talk to people, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who's a very, very good friend of mine. And I don't know how we got off on this because we don't usually talk politics, because he knows where I'm coming from and it isn't where he's coming from. And so if you're good friends, you just don't have those conversations. Why bother?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't. There are some people who ruin friendships because they don't like you because you are supporting this political candidate. That's sick.
If you don't share the same opinion, then you don't deserve to be a part of their life. That people have that kind of mentality. It's very sad.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, there's a YouGov poll that's out that shows this majority saying that he shouldn't be allowed to be president if he is convicted. So, is this the trial? Is this the linchpin trial? For a lot of people, it is. The hush money thing is a, you know.
Well, if he was convicted, he wouldn't be allowed to vote, right? So if you're not even allowed to vote, how can you be able to run for president? When you just look at it like that, take the Trump out of it. If you
We're in a gray area here.
If you're a felon, you are not allowed to vote. So how would you be able to still run if you can't even vote?
I don't know. This is a gray area. Obviously, never has... there's no precedent for this.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah. Really is.
The worst phrase ever.
Yep. What, unprecedented?
Unprecedented times. These are unprecedented times.
In Las Vegas, a lawyer and his wife were killed during a custody fight for children from their previous marriages. This is the wackiest. Today is Whack Day, I guess.
This is almost a movie kind of situation.
Yeah.
And one of it was the woman's, they're fighting for the custody of the woman's children from a previous marriage. And this has been a long, going on for years. And they were shot during this hearing by the woman's former father-in-law, who was acting as a lawyer, who is a lawyer and was a lawyer in these
proceedings. It is a movie. Yeah.
He shot them and then turned the gun on himself.
Well, 77 years old, Joseph Houston shot himself. This is a courtroom. I thought you couldn't bring guns. They have those metal detectors. You go into the courtroom. How do they get the guns in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so her parents are going to continue their daughter's fight for custody of her children because they were like, no, she was never going to give up on them. It's a whole situation. And apparently they feel that they need to get these kids out of that family with their father. And if this is their biological grandfather,
time for a change in venue for sure. Why? What people in their performances?
It's so sad.
Strange. All right, well, let's venture forward here on Good Day. We find the time to be guilty, 18 past the hour.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you. People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, 23 after the hour. It's social media time on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, focused on this couple, first of all, who accidentally got divorced. We're talking about divorces and stuff, and that last story wasn't very fun. This is kind of funny, in a manner of speaking, Jay. The lawyer clicked the wrong button on an online portal.
Yeah, so, it was the wrong case. It was the wrong couple.
Right, yeah. A final order for a divorce of a former couple, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, accidentally applied for by solicitors at this law firm. They checked in and clicked the wrong button. The error was made after the lawyers intended to complete a divorce for another client, but opened the case file by mistake. Mr. and Mrs. Williams split in 2023 after 21 years together, middle of sorting out financial arrangements when the accidental divorce was granted to them.
They were they were not together anymore, heading for divorce, but they were still trying to finalize a lot
of
their situation. All of a sudden, like,
right.
Oh, we're divorced. I know a lot of judges will declare people legally separated, legally single, while they try to, so that they can be free to go do, you know, other things and meet other people and all of that stuff, but they're not officially divorced until they finish all of the, like, monetary stuff and division of assets.
Technology ain't it grand. All right, here's a top psychology group urging technology companies to take greater steps to protect adolescents' mental health. Another argument here of many, one of many arguments about social media platforms and the fact that they are not suitable for young people. They are built for adults. And we go on and on. This is like an endless discussion, Jay. The notifications that are there to young people whose developing brains are less able to disengage from a lot of experiences, so they see these things. They're distracted. But I can see it in Miles all the time. Whenever we're in a restaurant, let's say it's a place that's doing sports things, he's like mesmerized, like in a trance. Mm-hmm. Looking at this
and
stuff.
Adults are that way too. So it's even worse when it comes to, like, to kids and all of that stuff, and then your self-worth. And we've, I don't know if you've heard of doom scrolling, where you just kind of scroll through and you just read all this awful stuff on social media, and it's like,
What's it all about? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, be careful of this technology. We can say it 100 times a day. It means something to some folks, and it doesn't mean anything to other folks because they use these tools. Well, a lot of parents use this stuff as a babysitter for their children. As much as, you know, it's crazy stuff. But it is it's something that is all over the social media part of the technology of the devices. It certainly has become probably the most important landmark in all of these discussions about Facebook and Instagram and, you know, even WhatsApp, the X stuff. It's, the average teenager
spends. Dumpster fire.
Yeah. It's becoming more so, it would seem. So we're not even on X, right? Were we ever on?
We are, but the main ones are Meta owned Facebook and Instagram. But when you go look at X, it is just anger, people fighting, violence, violent videos. Yeah. It's just, my goodness. Yeah. It's not a happy place anymore.
No, and what's the reason for it? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Mm-hmm. Here's information for 73 million of the former AT&T customers. This information, remember we talked about this last week about how it all got posted on the dark web, the data breach. And so AT&T is trying to somehow or other keep this thing under control. Because the stuff keeps getting leaked on the dark web, AT&T finally confirmed that 7.5 million customers who are account holders are vulnerable. So if I were an AT&T customer, I'd be getting out of there in the next 5 minutes, frankly. So there we bring you up to it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are injuries reported in the wake of a pair of tornadoes that touched down in eastern Kansas. Two people were hurt when their camper was blown over by a reported EF1 tornado that hit Wichita. There was also tornado damage reported in Missouri and Iowa. A twister that hit a rural area near Des Moines destroyed a barn with several horses in it. More of the same kind of weather forecast for the upper Midwest on Wednesday. Basketball sensation Caitlin Clark continuing to shine, this time in jersey sales. USA's John Schaefer.
Online sports retailer Fanatics quickly sold out of most sizes of Clark's Indiana Fever jersey within an hour of her being selected as the first overall pick in Monday night's WNBA draft. Pre-orders for Clark jerseys are now available. According to TMZ, Clark's jersey has become the highest-selling draft pick jersey in Fanatics history across all sports.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I don't know what gives me goosebumps, listening to that line or listening to the music behind the lines. Yeah, how about that? Crank that up a little bit because everybody recognizes Gone with the Wind. All right. The music just does it. That's timeless, isn't it? I mean, think about it for a second. Isn't that music time? I have goosebumps listening to that. It is that kind of music, the John Williams music. You want to compare it to some of the great movie themes of our time. Certainly the Star Wars themes, the Indiana Jones themes, the things that we all recognize at the drop of it, the first note. It's like if they would put those on to, what's that show, Name That Tune, right? That's been revived. A lot of the earlier game shows have all been revived. Jane Krasinski, is that her name? She was on Krasinski.
Jane Krasinski. Is that the one that she hosts?
Yeah.
I feel like there are
Name
so
that
many.
Tune.
And, yeah, and then what was the one that Jamie Foxx and his daughter were doing? It was Beach
Shazam.
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good show. Is it still on since he has come back? Did somebody else do it?
Nick Cannon take over?
Nick Cannon did it, yeah, for a while. He wasn't good at it. He's such a likable character. He just seems to be very likable. Not Cannon.
Jamie Foxx. Well, I'm surprised. I never watched it with Jamie Foxx or Nick Cannon. But that's kind of shocking that Nick Cannon wasn't a good host because he's the host
Masked
Singer.
Masked Singer, yeah. He does a radio show, national radio show in the morning every day. It's interesting.
He's another Ryan Seacrest.
Well, he is an American, and Steve Harvey does the same thing. Steve Harvey does a morning show from either Atlanta or Los Angeles, depending on where he is, with Family Feud.
Oh, and then Family Feud,
that
yes.
other thing, the judge thing that he's doing. And he's really he's come of age. And I think Nick Cannon has as well. And I'm trying to think of other men. Ryan, all those guys have done pretty much the same thing, although Ryan did it earlier. He set his mind to it. And he used to go, one of the great stories, in order to ingratiate himself to Dick Clark and to Larry King, he would find out how he found out, I don't know. But when he went to Los Angeles, he was a disc jockey as a kid on a big Atlanta station, and then he got a job. And I think it was on Kiss. I think that's where he's always been, in Los Angeles. Now, there was another station the day before he went to Kiss. Anyway, so he's like 23 when he gets to Los Angeles. And he makes up his mind that he wants to be just like Dick Clark when he grows up. So he gets himself into a circumstance where he meets Dick Clark. And somehow or other, Dick Clark, he said the right thing, so Dick Clark paid attention to him. And they had a couple of meals together, and then they started working together. And the rest, as they say, is history. Look at anything Dick Clark was involved in, now Ryan's involved in. From the New Year's Rockin' Eve stuff to some of the other programs that were done by Dick Clark Productions. And he also did the same thing to ingratiate himself with Larry King. I remember the story of him going, finding out when Larry King was going to arrive in Los Angeles, and he goes to the airport, meets him, and picks up his bags and brings him to the car. So this, just, smart. He was smart. He
and
recognized
now today
what
they would
wanted.
Call that stalking, and he would get a restraining order.
I don't know. Well,
but back then, he did it at the right time.
Yep, he did. Pretty impressive, actually. He's an inspiration. Now he, last episode of Wheel of Fortune with Sajak is in June, and then they start doing the new season in August. And because what most people don't realize, they say, how can these guys do so much stuff? In terms of the thing that takes the most time for Ryan, other than the radio stuff that he does, is doing American Idol. That is, you got to trek. It takes about 3 months to do all of that.
They can't bulk record that one. With Wheel of Fortune, they can bulk record.
Shows a day. Mm-hmm. In 21 days, they're all done for the whole season. And for that, you get $8 million. Not a bad deal. Right? I've told this story before, and it's just coming back into my mind because I saw the show that I was offered on the Game Show Network the other night. It was an old version of the show, and you know what? I can't even remember. I remember the premise of it, but the guy who got the job instead of me was somebody who, was sort of like Mark Summers, a traditional game show host. That's what he did. The guys that came in during the era when it all started, the 50s, when Bud Collier, for example, was the host of any number of game shows, and McMahon was too. It was just, and it grew into this whole big game show network thing. And so, anyway, I'm off on a tangent. This is aimed at being an inspirational program. The Good Day Show, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, trying to get into the action and trying to drive purposefully the conversation away from politics into other areas. I aim for lots of information. Like I was just reading something about whether or not to take mineral supplementation. You know, we always talk about vitamins. Mm-hmm. It's vitamins. I haven't taken my vitamins today. But how many of you take minerals? It's vitamins and minerals. Oftentimes, the minerals are all put together as long as they're not synthetic. I know that Standard Process, which is the company that I use because it's all natural, and Jack Stockwell represents them, the minerals are kind of put together, two or three different mineral supplements. But the point of me bringing it up now is that you ought not to, in, you know, I've said, I take enough pills every day. Well, that's not necessarily the most intelligent way to look at it.
Well, especially because you're wasting, your body will flush out.
Yeah, exactly.
Excess or what you don't need. If you take too much, you're spending money on too many of these things. Your body's just flushing it out. You don't need it.
Yep.
But with minerals, magnesium. I think that magnesium is underrepresented a lot.
Yeah.
People
don't
realize how important that really is.
Potassium.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I always get confused on when it does come to magnesium because I hear different stories where some say, no, you should take it orally in a pill. And then others are like, no, magnesium is best as a topical. Maybe that's something that our doctor
can
tell us.
Yeah, that's a good question. I've always taken it as a supplement. You know, I have the mineral is a five different minerals in one capsule thing you take from Standard Process, and that's what I take. But I think, you know, there are lots of them around. Just make sure you're not taking something that's synthetic. All right, let's move to St. Louis for a really bizarre, very bizarre story. A judge this week has awarded $23 million to a police officer who was beaten almost to death by his colleagues. The judge giving the money to former police officer Luther Hall, who was badly injured in an attack. He was an undercover cop involved with protesters, and so he was the police didn't know he was a policeman, and obviously, if he's undercover, people don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And so there were some protests following the acquittal of a St. Louis police officer who was charged with killing a black man. And so in all of this stuff, this officer is trying to infiltrate the protesters to get to the bottom of what's going on. And so there happened to have been an encounter, and the three police officers who were, this guy sued these three guys, it's not important what their names are because nobody knows who they are anyway, for their roles in the attack.
I mean, is this something that we would call irony? Because these protests were following the acquittal of a former police officer on charges of murdering a black man, and then you have this situation that immediately followed it. It's like, seriously?
So, but think about all the times that we talk about these things. You know, the Black Lives Matter thing has been overcooked. I've said that a number of times.
I think it's been hijacked.
Al Sharpton.
It's been hijacked by people. It's kind of like the situation with protesters versus rioters. They are not the same.
No.
But yeah, protesters get a bad name because of the rioters who come out with the intent to cause chaos.
Yep, right. And that's the whole thing about January 6th, which is another can of worms. But let's go back to this circumstance that you're talking about, and then couple it with a conversation that we had earlier about the situation with the Boston Marathon, where police officers in Newton deliberately made it impossible for groups of black people to watch black runners in the race. So this is the kind of stuff, and you just wonder what the root of this ignorance is. Why is it that white people, some white people, have this thing about black people? What is it? Why? Why does it happen? It's just, you know, you white people, some people think we're better than black people, or what is it? I'm smarter than you, I'm stronger than you, I'm better than you, I'm whatever it is than you.
When you have stereotyping, and it's just, it's gone too far. This is 2024. This should not even be the topic of conversation yet. It still is, and yet we're still talking about the first person to do this of this race or ethnicity, the first person to do that. And it's like, why? Yes, we've come a long way when you think about it, but we've not come far enough.
So here's another. Sir, I chuckle because I see these things. They're like magnets, right? They just jump out of the screen at you. And this is an Ohio story. Maybe you know more about this. A guy named William Brock is accused of shooting an Uber driver several times outside of his South Charleston, Ohio home. He believed that she was working with a scammer to extort him. This is really something else. Where people's minds go, and I can't help but think that a lot of this stuff. This guy was 81 years old, and he shot the driver, mistakenly believing that she was working with somebody who was trying to get money from him. When I look at these sorts of things, I think, this guy's a black guy. I don't know whether the woman was black or white, was driving the Uber car, and shouldn't make any difference. He told police that prior to the shooting, he had gotten threatening phone calls from somebody who claimed to be one of his relatives. And the guy was being held in jail. I mean, there was a whole kind of a weird thing. Mm-hmm. So she shows up in the Uber car, he thinks that she's there as part of the extortion. And I think it's clear. I think he's got a little dementia going for him here. And he sees somebody strange in the driveway. He shoots her.
Mm-hmm. And she had a dash cam on her car.
Yeah. And that's all. It recorded all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's heartbreaking. And a lot of people think about when you're doing these Ubers or Lyfts and stuff, it's dangerous for the passenger. It's dangerous for the driver as well. You do not know each other. You don't know these people.
Nope, nobody trusts anybody under the circumstances these days. What a tragedy. 48 after the hour, this is Inside the World on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
After the hour, a good day time. I'm Doug Steffen with Warren Eckstein, who is one of my best radio friends, and he's your dog's best friend. Most of the things we talk about here, honestly, are about dogs, but in his program every weekend, he focuses on all kinds of advice for animal lovers and animal owners, and certainly one of the things that you can apply is his, in terms of loving the animals, what he's prepared for you with hugs and kisses is something that is not, you can't duplicate it. And so he has the product that you can get for your dog and your cat, a mix of minerals and vitamins. And then he has the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund that he gives the profits to so that the dogs and cats that need taken care of can be taken care of by the money. You have different people that are after you all the time, right, for give some of the money for that you've gotten from Hugs and Kisses to their effort, whatever it may be.
What the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is, it's kind of like the United Way for Pets. We only give to the smallest mom-and-pop organizations around the country, the people that have a garage sale to raise $50 to spay and neuter an animal. So we raise money, and then we donate everything. I pay for everything. You know, there's no money that comes out, no expenses that come out. Every penny that comes into Hugs and Kisses goes directly. And so far, we've helped organizations, small mom-and-pop groups in every state, and continue to do so. And these are people that really need the help. I mean, the big organizations, they do great work, but they have fundraisers and meetings and things. I'm talking about where there's five people working together in Omaha to save a few animals that need some money and just don't have it. And that's what we try to do is help those small mom and pop groups.
And you know the song, If You Could Talk to the Animals, la, 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 la. So if you could talk to your pet, Warren wants to know what you would ask him or her. And that's a pretty good question, actually. Isn't it? What have you found out? You have to have done some research on this, pal.
Yeah, you know, people ask their pets, you know, they'll say, am I a good guardian? Do I feed you enough? Do I exercise you enough? Do I love you enough? Do I spend enough time with you? What else can I do to make your life better? My dog said nothing. We have the perfect life right now. So there's a lot.
Of course he did.
Do I spend enough time with you? Do I take your needs into consideration? Or are my needs more important? For example, if I'm in a hurry, do I make your walks a little shorter? Doug, I think that's what our pets would ask us, whether it be a dog, whether it be a horse. And I would also say, do you really love me? Do I do everything you need me to do? I think that the bottom line is this. If you're a really good pet guardian, you don't need your dog or cat to talk to you. You know exactly what they want. And just by watching them every day. So it's kind of a funny question. What would your dog, what would you ask your dog or cat if you had the opportunity? And I just watch them every day and I see what their needs are and kind of jump in accordingly. But it's kind of interesting, you know, what kind of job would you have? So interesting stuff like that that people came up
with. They all have their jobs. They have their jobs. They do. They're protecting you. Whenever anybody gets close to the pickup truck that Daisy and I spend our days in, and I'm not in the truck, she gets a little possessive of it, which is something kind of cool, actually. Don't come and mess with my area.
They're just
the story.
Though.
Yeah, it is. All right, L.A. Times today reporting on a man and his dog safe after their plane went into the drink off of Rancho Palos Verdes Sunday afternoon. How do these things happen under the surface?
I want to know who the pilot was. Was the dog the pilot or was the guy the pilot? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
when the plane went down.
Yeah. It doesn't identify the man. It does tell the stories of how they saved the guy and the dog. The plane sank. Divers went into the ocean. They weren't worried about the plane. They just wanted to make sure that the dog and the owner were okay, and they swam to shore, and they're fine.
So you know, there's a parallel to that, Doug. There's really a parallel to that. You know, when people drive in their cars and they take their dog with them, the bottom line is very often the dog gets excited. He sees another dog or whatever, and he may jump on your lap and hit the whatever. So the bottom line is when you're driving with a dog in the car, they should always be either in a kennel or at least in a seatbelt at that point, because a lot of accidents occur because dogs get excited, they jump on the owner while they're driving. So that could have happened in a plane as well.
I'm not buying that for a second. Daisy sits right next to me. She cuddles up with me. She'll stick her nose in my ear and give me a lick. I'm not putting her in it.
But if you had to, God forbid, jam on your brakes, Daisy would go right through the windshield or right through you and be dangerous. I do the same thing. But you know what? My dogs, no one loves my dogs, but my dogs, when they're in the car with me, they're in a kennel. So if, God forbid, there is an accident, at least they're going to be safe.
I get that. You hear the story about the United Airlines flight that was diverted because the dog pooped in first class?
I love that story. Sure, blame it on the dog. That's what I've been on flights. Blame it on the dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, we end with a poop story. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.